evaluation of the John Deere module weighing system for use in on-farm research trial evaluation. So, with that,
we started. Thank you, Wes, for the opportunity to come to Beltwide and discuss this topic today. So, being a county agent, I'm in Moultrie. I have row crop responsibilities, and typically, Extension does a considerable amount of on-farm research on various topics. You know, these topics can be variety trials, fungicide trials, weed control trials. So, the variety of topics there. And on-farm research is the basis for Extension, you know, row crop programming, which produces research-based information. And usually producers take this research-based information to make production decisions. So currently, these the new cotton pickers from John Deere have the option to add an onboard module weighing system. And the round bales from these cotton pickers are currently being weighed in the field using large flat scales after harvest, which is illustrated in the picture below. So we asked ourselves, can the onboard weighing system be utilized to weigh trial data, thus eliminating the need to have these additional flat scales present during harvest? The advantage of using this system include it makes things so much simple. Man, if we can use this system to do trial data, then you know, that would make our job so much easier. That eliminates scale maintenance, calibration. It costs a lot of money to calibrate scales, bowl buggies, what have you, and also transportation of them. If we don't have to transport them, that eliminates liability. So it seems like a win-win. Also, too, it shortens the time and increased effectiveness of on-farm trials. Oftentimes when you show up to the field with a bowl buggy or a flat scale, the farmer's usually in a hurry. You know, usually weather's a problem, so it doesn't slow down the grower during harvest, and it also reduces equipment requirements during harvest. So the main objectives of this study were to determine the accuracy of John Deere's onboard weighing system compared to a traditional trial evaluation methods. Also to evaluate the potential of the onboard system to be utilized for our on-farm research trial evaluation. So over the last couple of years, in 2018 and 19, we had six collection sites that included that were six large plot strip trials that included five variety trials, a fungicide trials, and these sites utilized five different pickers. And then we had 112 total bale comparisons. So we're going to, you know, discuss an on-farm trial that occurred that we harvested in 2018 in Colquitt County, and also a fungicide trial that was conducted in Colquitt County in 19. And then we're going to look at all data from the six farm trials that totaled 112 different comparisons. So in 2018, we had a large block variety trial that consisted of 14 varieties. We planted each plot, and the plots are six rows wide, and they went the length of the field, and we replicated this three times. Each pass was harvested and wrapped in the bale separately, so each different treatment had its own bale. The round module weight was collected from the onboard system and then compared to the platform scale after harvest. 42 total bales were weighed from this trial with both of these scales. Here's a scatter plot comparing the weights that we the weights of the bales, and on the x-axis are the weights from the UGA platform scale, and the y-axis are the weights that we got from the onboard scale system. And we got an R-square of 0.93, so we had pretty good correlation. Here's a table that illustrates the results that we got from this on-farm trial. All 14 varieties are listed in the far left column. And then we took the data that we got from the flat scale and also the data that we got from each bale from the onboard scale, and we did statistical analysis, and the results from both meth weighing methods are listed in the table there. If you evaluate the results, the results were not different, you know, were not different when you compare them to the method of how we weighed the bales. But if you look at the individual bale weights among treatments, there was significant differences five times out of 14 varieties when we compared it to the flat scale to the onboard system. 2019, we did a fungicide trial. Well, we just had a simple on-farm demonstration that consisted of one untreated and then two fungicides that were applied. The plots were 36 rows wide, which was the width of the sprayer, and they went the length of the field. So the grower harvested one module per plot, and there was 1.2 to 1.8 acres per bale. We replicated this three times, and again, the weight from the weight of each bale was collected from the onboard system, and then we compared it again to the platform scale. Again, this shows the correlation between the platform scale, which is on the y-axis, and the John Deere, which is on the x, or the x-axis is on the platform scale, and the y-axis is on the picker scale. So the r-square again was 0.95. So we have pretty good correlation between the two weighing systems. The table illustrates the results that we had. Again, we took the yield data from both methods, did statistical analysis, and there was no changes in treatment results when you evaluated the two methods of weighing the bales. But when you compared individual bale weights among the treatments, there was significant differences between the platform scale and the John Deere scale. Here's all the data points collected. This is the pooled data. And out of those 112 bales, we had an R-square of 0.99. These are multiple sites. The Davis 2019 was a variety trial that we conducted in Colquitt County. The bales were a little bit larger at this site, and the R-square was 0.88. Down in the lower right-hand corner is an Appling County trial. Had an R-square of 0.99. Worth County, which is the county north of me, again, you know, we're getting R-squares of 0.96. And in Bullitt County, we had the R-square of 0.94. So conclusions, overall 112 weights collected. The John Deere onboard system had a strong correlation to a calibrated platform scale. The R-square was 0.99. The lowest correlation was an R-square of 0.88, which was the larger bales at that one variety trial. In one trial with replicated data, the onboard system was statistically similar to the platform scale in 9 of 14 treatments. Additionally, the onboard system was able to accurately determine significant differences between treatments, even if its weight predictions were not the same as the platform scale. Based on the observations, the John Deere onboard weighing scale can be used as an option for determining treatment differences for on-farm trials. The onboard system tended to overestimate bale weights, and the system accuracy can be increased by applying a calibration equation because it had a strong enough correlation to the platform scales, and that could be utilized for accurate weight predictions. So if you got any questions, Wes is right here to answer them.
All right, we've got a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
A couple minutes for questions. We do. So, yeah, we've got all that data, the percentage at each one of the load, you know, load weights and all that. We've collected that for every one of those 112 comparisons that were shown here, so we'd have either the total weight difference or the percentage difference in weight. And just for time's sake here, you know, you only got about 12 minutes to present. We cut some of that data out and opted not to present it. But if you're interested in looking at some of that, we do, like I said, we do have it all. It was consistently high every time we weighed. It did overweigh the bales. And I don't know if you noticed closely, and Jeremy alluded to this, that we had bale weights from the 2,000-pound range, the 5,000-pound range, and much oversized in about the 7,000-pound range. So across all three of those ranges, we had it estimated high still, anywhere from the 3 to 15% high. Yeah, so it ranged from 3 to 15%, depending on. Probably around 10%, I think. 8 to 10% seemed to come up most. And I think that correlates also with data of some work that was done in Oklahoma, too, that was presented the other day during the Consultants Conference or Cotton Specialist Conference. I think they were right around 8 to 10% on median. So.
Yes, sir.
We have a similar data set, but I guess we probably got 6 or 8 trials across the belt. Different machines, different scales. Our R-square was, you know, similar.
Yes, sir.
Had a positive intercept similar to, I think it was between 1 and 150.
Mm-hmm.
But our slope, I was kind of concerned y'all's slopes were pretty steep. Ours were a lot closer to 1, which made me feel better that I'm not gaining as I get the high yield.
Right.
But it is remarkably similar in that the intercept's always positive for whatever reason.
It is. And I wonder, so back to your comment on our slope, maybe because we pulled some of those 7,000-pound, 7,500, 8,000-pound bales in with that data. If we pulled some of that out, I wonder if that would level our slope back out a little bit. And that's something that we're actually put in an abstract for ASAB this coming summer to present. My research engineer is going to go a little deeper into some of this data and look at different ways to analyze it and some of that stuff. And we may separate some of that out and see. I don't know. But, you know, there's a lot of speculation there. My take-home point from it is that it is repeatable, and then you just told me y'all's data is repeatable there. And so, you know, if we went back to our objective, is it accurate and repeatable? And I know we've got some deer guys sitting here, but it is repeatable. Well, I can't say it's exactly accurate on where it's predicting those bales, but it's extremely repeatable on it, which means that that's extremely good news. Mm-hmm. When we throw that many sites in there and it looks that good. So.
One of the methodologies, too,
is to share what we discussed about how the system works and how the fact that you can. If you're really trying to use this for your trial data and stuff, then the machine gets even more intended to be correct. It's even more accurate if you actually stop the machine and push the handler up button.
Yeah.
Reweigh
a bell multiple times.
Let it settle. That's what we found too.
Right.
Stop for 10 seconds. Let it equilibrate.
Yep.
Did you know if you push the handler up button, it'll reweigh again?
Yeah, they said as long as you keep re-weighing until you get that weight to stabilize, you also get a more accurate weight on them, too. Yep. So there's a couple things we can do in there. This was, when I first started hearing about the weights are off, it's kind of like everybody was really, really down on it. But then we started piling data from lots of sites.
Yep.
There was 5 pickers in here. We should state that, too. 5 different pickers that went into the system. And so it came out really good, I think, based on that.
It is standard equipment on every CP69. So model year 15 and newer. It's a 7760. It's the older ones that did not have a weight on it.
Do you guys see, now that you've seen this, do you see there could be opportunities to improve your algorithm to get rid of that positive bias?
I've heard of it.
There's only chance to improve that. But yeah, I mean, dealing with this is all just improving the system. And we do have a project out there to do just that. So.
Awesome.
Cool.
I don't know if I can talk these guys into it, but if they can share some data with you, would you make use of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like to do it.
Y'all probably already know how to contact me, but hit us up.
Do they come out of the factory weight calibrated, or does the dealership calibrate them, or can they be recalibrated?
You can recalibrate them, yes. But they come out of the factory, and I think, you guys didn't do anything special, and they're. They work pretty good. That offset's probably what you could do on that end. If somebody wanted to take the time to do that, I quite honestly don't have a process off the top of my head. But
I've never met a grower that
Well, that's the same with us. These are all growers, right?
Yeah.
We just basically show up on the farm during harvest and use their system, you know, the same way and just use it the way it was. And that's it. But yeah, if we work to get that process, it's obvious that we can get it fixed or closer. And part of it, though, too, right, there's not a true load cell calibration. There's an engineering calculation that's happening on the handler back there. And so bale size does, and that's why if you look at our even our R-squared there, that heavier bail, you can tell we're way out of what the calibration and the calculation is for it, but it still looks good even at that, right? Now, a 0.88, in my opinion, is still pretty good based on that it's outside of its operating range. So that gives me really positive hope that with a little bit of work and tweaking with the, not tweaking with the systems, but educating our producers on that procedure, potentially we can really make some differences.
Okay, yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, we never intended it to be used for these types of purposes, but
right.
Glad to see mm-hmm. that's such good results.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Jeremy and I will be around probably a little bit after the session. I got a flight to catch around 10, but if y'all want to discuss it more, reach out to us. So I know it's kind of a unique, good topic there. So appreciate it. Give Jeremy a hand.
Thank you. Yeah.